Chala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Eruchin Bavli Daf Chof Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph on the 12th line, Hasefkonim Triktim. Hasefkonim Triktim, Hadushonim, Malay Ga'ala, Ha'if Gritin, Chalitin, the Shuk Bechalas Mesores, Chalitin Demai. Sefkonim in our Mishnah are Triktim, which is a soft dough. Dushonim are filled with Dabash, which is honey. Iskritin is scalded with dough made to sell on the market, and Chalas HaMisharis is dough scalded in water. If Yerchon Omer, Tirikta Chayevis Bechala, Va'ima Alav HaMoitelech Ben Oretz, Va'adam Yetzuba Yidei Chayvos Ezer Pesach. If Yerchon says that Tirikta is obligated in Chala, and one says on it HaMoitelech Ben Oretz, and one fulfills his obligation of Matzah through it on Pesach. If Shimon Lakish Omer, Tirikta Eina Chayevis Bechala, Ve'ina Imim Alav HaMoitelech Ben Oretz, Ve'ina Adam Yetzuba Yidei Chayvos Ezer Pesach. Rosh Chodesh disagrees and says Trikta is not obligated in Challah, one does not say Hamitzi on it, and one is not going to fulfill his obligation through it on Pesach. Rav Yosi Omer, Tautai, Rav Yochan Omer, Trikta Chayev B'Challah, Va'ima Alea, Hamitzlech Men Aretz, Va'adam Yotze Va'yidei Chavosa B'Pesach, Rav Shimon Melokish Omer, Trikta, Eina Chayev B'Challah, Ve'eina Oime Alea, Hamitzlech Men Aretz, Ve'eina Adam Yotze Va'yidei Chavosa B'Pesach. Rav Yosi says there are two arguments in which Rav Yochan considers something bread in three ways, and Rish Lakish totally disagrees. Rav Yochan says that Trikta is obligated in Chala, one is a Moitzi, and one is Yotze through it on Pesach. And Rish Lakish says that one that Trikta is not obligated in Chala, one does not say on it a Moitzi, and one does not fulfill his obligation through it on Pesach. Rav Yosi Omer Choyri should say Rav Yochan Omer Kol Shea Omer Halich Tachtov Chayav B'Chala Va'im Alav Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz V'Yotze Ba'Yidei Chavasa B'Pesach. Rav Shimon should say Ben Lakish Omer Kol Shea Omer Halich Tachtov Eina Chayav Chayev v'chala, ve'in oim olav ha'moitze lechem min ha'oret, ve'in adam yoitze yidei chayvosa v'pesach. And Rashi says the other cases, Rav Yochanan says that any dough that would be obligated in chala if it baked normally, if fire goes under it, it's obligated in chala, and one says it's ha'moitze on it, and one is fulfilling his obligation to it on Pesach. Rashi Shoki says anything that fire goes underneath it is not obligated in chala, one does not say ha'moitze, and one cannot fulfill his obligation to it on Pesach. Amli Rav Yochan Uvad Ali De Mashke. Rav Yochan said to Rish Lakish, your teaching applies only if it was fried in a liquid. Masnifu Pligal Rav Yochanan Hasif Kalim Vadushanim Vais Kuritin Vechalas Hamisharis Vamadame Vamaduma Patura Vechala Minachala. We ask a question against Rav Yochan from the Mishnah that Sif Kalim Dushanim Iskutin Chalas Hamisharis and Maduma are exempt from Chala. Pata La Besif Kalim Chanasu Shisei Vechala. He explained as referring to sifkanim made in the sun. The Tanya should say yotzim v'sifkanim shenasu ba'or v'in yotzim v'sifkanim shenasu b'chama. As the Baisa says, one fulfills obligation on Pesach with sifkanim made through fire, but not with sifkanim made in the sun. V'leisa da pliga al Shimon Lakish. Does this not disagree with Rish Lakish, who says that one cannot fulfill his obligation? Patola kushahaya ha'or mahalich menasad. Now he explains that when the fire is from the side, is it like baking when the fire is underneath? Then it's not.